This is Megan, and welcome to Stories in the Woods. Today's forest fact comes from Jaden.
Did you know that crocodiles can't stick their tongue out?
That is such a fun fact. Can't say that I would want to get close enough to a crocodile to see it in action, though. One time I was down in Florida and I swear I saw a crocodile, but my husband says it was an alligator. I always get so confused about the difference between the two. But hey, that reminds me of a story. Want to hear it? Okay, all you humans and forest dwellers, here we go. Deep down in the southern marshland swamps, lived a large crocodile by the name of Chomp. He was green and bumpy with an agile expertise that allowed his broad body to swim through the mangrove trees. Chomp had jagged, sharp teeth that spread in a fearsome grin. But all this lonesome crocodile wanted was a chance to fit in. You see, Chomp lived amongst an enormous alligator crew. And while they had some things the same, a lot was different, too. The alligators would sometimes tease Chomp for being a bit unfamiliar, like being a lighter color or that the gators were all much smaller.
"Ignore them,"
Chomp's daddy would tell him after school, but the semi-aquatic reptile found it hard to keep his cool.
"Needle nose,"
Lewis teased him at recess one day. And Chomp had that dreaded feeling so hard to keep at bay. The one that made his eyes narrow and his feet want to stomp. Mad exploded out of him and chomp, chomp, chomp! "Wah!" cried Lewis as he turned tail to go tattle. Chomp, deflated, knew he was in trouble. The teacher shook his head and looked so disappointed. Chomp felt tears prick his eyes because he knew he'd be avoided. The other alligators always eyed him with such mistrust. Chomp was alone, and having no friends had him crushed. "I just can't seem to control my anger," Chomp told his dad that afternoon. He paced back and forth in tears in their living room. His dad pondered how to help his crocodile son find his zen. And remembered his own dad's advice, count to 10.
"Listen, Chomp, when you feel that mad heat your skin, slow down and count and take a deep breath in. Let it out slow and give your brain time to cool. I think this might help you with your classmates at school."
So Chomp and his dad practiced that evening again and again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The next day, Chomp strode into class, snout held high. He was feeling pretty confident to give his counting a try. Playtime started off well with a block tower collaboration, but Allie tripped walking by and destroyed their creation. Chomp's eyes narrowed and he attempted to count prompt. 1, 2, 3, but the mad rose up too fast and chomp, chomp, chomp! Allie was in tears and Chomp growled with frustration. Would he ever control his temper in any situation? "Sorry," he mumbled to Allie and she stuck out her tongue. She knew Chomp could not, and that really stung. He almost lost his temper again, but a voice piped up to say,
"I get mad too."
It belonged to a classmate named Jay. Chomp gave him a wobbly smile, which Jay returned, and so the beginnings of a new friendship emerged. So Chomp's crocodile heart began to feel a little lighter. He kept on working on breathing and counting through his anger. Little by little, he started to get the hang of taking a pause. before he lashed out in fury at others with his jaws. So if you also struggle with the big feeling of mad, remember this short story and the advice from Chomp's dad. When angry begins to warm your stomach with its intense heat, count to 10. Breathe in and out, and just take a beat. Let your brain fire up again to help you make wise choices and stay calm, because you don't want to end up like our crocodile friend and Chomp, Chomp, Chomp!
Oh,
sorry. I just had to see how far I could stick my tongue out. Sometimes we have really big feelings that are hard to control. All feelings are okay, but having tools to help us move through those feelings is really important. We don't want to end up like Chomp in the story and hurting our friends or family. Do you know how to count to 10? Can you give it a try right now? Ready? Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sometimes you might want to add a breath on the end. Can you breathe in with me? And out. Counting and breaths gives our brains a bit of a pause to get back to a space where we can make better choices. It might take some practice, but I know you can do it. Stories in the Woods are original stories by me, Megan Schmitz. Thank you to Jaden for today's forest fact. If you would like to send me an interesting fact about a forest plant or animal, please email me at storiesinthewoodspodcast@gmail.com. That's storiesinthewoodspodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me at Littles in the Woods on Instagram or Facebook for nature play and tips for getting little explorers outside. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to meet again for another story in the woods.